What's good, my rap and hip-hop peeps? It's your boy DJ Scanless here, and we're back with an all-new audio vlog. For this one, I'm going to break down this controversial top 50 rappers list by the stupid-ass mumble rapper named Lil Durk. Let's get it. So this was last month, but I just felt like I had to do a video on it, because I didn't even know about this until I seen it on Twitter. It says, ever since the questionable top 50 greatest rappers of all time list surfaced on Twitter on Monday, August 5th, a few people have contributed their own list to the ongoing debate. On August 7th, Lil Durk jumped on his Instagram account and shared the top 50 greatest rappers of all time list. The top 50 that changed the culture, he wrote in the caption of his written list. Missed a couple though, but let's argue. As is usually the case with lists like this one, there was a good amount of outrage that popped up. The five artists on Lil Durk's list were Meek Mill, Lil Baby, Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, and Future. He also included himself on the list with Nicki Minaj, City Girls, as well as J. Cole. So let's check out his little list here. Meek Mill. I would say that Meek Mill belongs in maybe a top 50, maybe in the 40s or late 30s. Lil Baby, hell no. Lil Uzi, hell no. Young Thug, hell no. Future, no. Drake doesn't even write his own shit, so if you can't even write your own songs, you have no business being on the top 50. And I don't even say that for Dr. Dre too, even though I love Dr. Dre, but Dr. Dre never wrote his own stuff. You can find a whole bunch of reference tracks on Drake and Dr. Dre from other people that actually recorded the songs before those rappers laid their own vocals. So Drake, since he doesn't even write his own material, and you don't even know where his material is coming from, besides the guy that called him out on it a couple years ago, he probably has a new ghostwriter. Lil Durk, can't put yourself on the list. I don't even know who Moneybagg Yo is. Nicki Minaj, I would say that she's the queen of rap, but I think Lil' Kim in her prime, MC Light, Queen Latifah, would destroy her lyrically. And that's just me. Same with Cardi B. Cardi B, she's too new. And I think all the old school rappers like Queen Latifah, even Eve is better lyrically than Cardi B. But looking at this list, you have Chief Keef, Kodak Black, NBA Youngboy, 21 Savage, he has a couple hits. Blueface, he can't even rap on beat. How can you be on the top 50 if you can't even rap on beat? That's like any person, any teenager, any kid just playing a beat and just rapping with their phone. They don't even line up their vocals properly with the snares. You can't even follow the beat properly. So why the hell is he on the top 50 list? It makes no damn sense. That's one of the art of being a rapper. You gotta have bars. You gotta know how to rap and flow. And you gotta write your own shit. Alright, so you got Ty Dolla $ign, I guess you can make the case for top 40, top 50. Nipsey Hussle, he's a great rapper, but I bet you he only put him on here because he passed away, which is a damn shame because he was always a great rapper. I wouldn't put him up there with Tupac and Biggie, but I would definitely put him in my top 50. YG, definitely I would put him in my top 50. And I just don't think any of these other guys have any bars really. The record sales don't show that they should be in anyone's top 50, really. J. Cole, definitely. J. Cole can crack the top 30, maybe even top 20. Migos, and I would say they have a lot of hits, but lyrically in that, I don't put them on the same list as like Tupac, Biggie, Eazy-E, Ice Cube. Hell no. So I just don't understand this. You have all these rappers on here that are mumble rappers that repeat the same word over and over again. None of them really have lyrical bars besides old Nipsey Hussle songs and J. Cole. Obviously, YG and Ty Dolla $ign are good, but there's really no one else. But anyways, guys, let's check out Lil Durk's stats here. So Lil Durk is making his top 50, but let's see how his albums did. So this dude only has two albums out. He sold 24,000 copies in his first week. 48,000 copies overall in the United States as of 2016 on his first album. Garbage. Didn't even go gold. Lil Durk 2X. Sold 7,745 physical copies. Combined with streaming sales amounts to 12,259. Garbage. So why are we taking a guy that only has sold 12,000 streaming sales and physical copies together on his last album, seriously? When Tupac has sold over 75 million records. Eminem, over 85 million records. Snoop Dogg is 40 million records. Didn't even make the list. Biggie, 40 million records to even make the list. But that's the thing with today's generation. You have all these kids that look up to these rappers that can't even rhyme, that can't even make 16 bar verses, that can't even flow on beat. And none of their albums sell like they used to. Well, you can say, oh, well, because nobody buys CDs no more. They have a new calculation with streaming sales, and none of them can match the 90s. None of them can match Tupac and Biggie and Eminem. As a matter of fact, we'll go over there and we'll check out Eminem's sales. First, we'll check out Revival, and then we'll check out Kamikaze. Alright, so we're at Revival right now. Scroll down. 132,000. And then as of October 2018, it sold 321,000 album equivalent units in the UK alone. 392,000 physical copies in the US. Compared to what? What I said, like 7,000 of Lil Durk? Get that shit out of here. Alright, now let's go check out Kamikaze. So we got Kamikaze here. Killshot garnered 38.1 million streams on YouTube in the first 24 hours and over 80 million views in his first week. Lil Durk don't even have that on a 3-year-old video. That's his highest video on YouTube. You see, critical performance. Kamikaze has sold over 1 million album equivalent units in the US alone, 457,000 being pure sales. As of 2019, Kamikaze has sold over 500,000 copies in pure sales, making it the only solo album of 2018 to do so. But yet, he doesn't make the list. What else does it say up here? 225 million streams, giving Eminem his largest amount of streams within a week. He also is in the top 10 for highest first sales of 2018. Do you have Eminem sell 1 million copies still? That's still not like 5 mil, 6 mil, 7 mil that Tupac and Biggie were doing, but that's still a lot compared to what Lil Durk is doing, 12,000 units. Alright, now let's check out Lil Durk's highest viewed video on YouTube and see how they compare to other artists. We'll go to filter here, we'll go by view count. 65 million views, 3 years ago, 58 million views. Alright, let's check out Tupac. Which Tupac actually had a whole channel of stuff deleted a couple years ago that had over 300 million views, 500 million views, and everything else. But we'll see. 301 million views. That's way better than Lil Durk. California Love, way better. Dear Mama, Hail Mary. Even my own video that came out 2 years ago, higher than Lil Durk. Alright, now let's check out Eminem. 810, 400, 1 billion. 290, another billion, 258, Notorious B.I.G. now, 230 million, 153 million, 76 million. Well, you can say, oh, well, these are 10 years old. Well, Lil Durk's video was 3 to 4 years old. All right, let's check out Eazy-E. You already know he's going to lose the real motherfucking cheese right off the bat. Boom, 192 million views right there. No, I don't want G-Eazy here. Eazy-E, Eazy-E. Eazy-E straight out of Compton, way better. Eazy-E, a remix from last year, better than Lil Durk. Let's check out Eazy-E's former homeboy Ice Cube. You know my video is gonna be in there too. Ice Cube, 103 million. The same video, straight out of Compton, 95 million. Even Ice Cube in the car with Kevin Hart, more than Lil Durk's video. All right guys, now I just showed you why Lil Durk is trash. And I don't really give a fuck what his opinion is. Peace out.